This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Wala ummata ba'dah ummatihi. Wala kitaba ba'dah kitabih. ولا شريعة بعد الشريعة أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله كتب الإحسان على كل شيء صدق الله العظيم Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran and our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Ahadith have used the word Ihsan many a times. The word Ihsan. Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Ihsan. And in Islam, Ihsan is the responsibility of a Muslim to obtain excellence and believing that Allah is constantly watching over him. In short, Ihsan is excellence. It is perfection. It is beauty. It is balance. It is harmony. It is discipline and much, much more. Allah has praised Ihsan in many ayats of the Holy Quran. He has also used the word Inna Allaha yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those who have Ihsan. Muhsinin is derived from the word Ihsan, which means excellence. Ihsan is a combination of all good, and it implies striving of a believer to achieve excellence. قرآن میں اور حدیث میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے احسان کا لفظ استعمال کیا ہے اور اسلام میں احسان کا مطلب کمال کا حصول خوبصورتی سے ایک کام کو انجام دینا ہے That's the meaning of احسان نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said in a حدیث اللہ loves when one of you is given a task that he does it in the most excellent manner Allah loves that when you are given a task, you do it properly. Sahi tarah se anjam do. And in a hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah loves the servant who does his job with itqan. The word used in a hadith is itqan. The ulama have made mention that the word itqan means do it meticulously. Do it nicely and properly. Excellence has two types. One is excellence in our worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadat mein kamal. Kamal do kisam ki. Ek khalik ki ibadat ka kamal. Dusra makhlooq ke saath muamala mein kamal. Two aspects of perfection and excellence. One is perfection in our ibadat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is perfection in our relationship with people. And let me give you the essence of the perfection in these two. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked in the very famous hadith Jibra'il, Mal ihsan? What is ihsan? What is excellence? What did he say? An ta'budallaha ka'annaka tara fa'in lam takun tara fa'innahu yarak. To worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah. Is tarah se ibadat karo jaise aap Allah ta'ala ko dekh rahe ho. And if you can't do that, کم از کم یہ تصور کرو اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے If you can't do that, at least feel Allah is watching me. That is ihsan in ibadat. Ihsan in our relationship with people is the highest form of akhlaq and conduct. سِلْ مَنْ قَتَعَكْ وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ زَلَكْ وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ زَلَمَكْ وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ Mend your relationship with those who break your relationship. Forgive those people who have done you wrong and leave aside those people who annoy or abuse you. This is akhlaq. So kamal and perfection in ibadat is what? to worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah, if not at least visualize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you. Now this is, you know, excellence in ibadat is something that will be a whole life to finally perfect salat. But at least we should make small, small steps on a daily basis to be able to improve our salat. You know, to achieve excellence in salat is not an easy thing. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful are the believers. Wo log mu'min, falah par hai, kamyab hai. What is the first aspect of kamyabi and success? Those who perform their salat with concentration. Now, this aspect of ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك, is not only in salat. Many a times you think we must have this aspect of ihsan. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? مَلْ إِحْسَان? What is ihsan? You worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah, otherwise Allah is seeing you. Now it doesn't mean only in salat. Dr. Abdullah Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, the Khalifa of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, one day went to Maulana Thanwi, his sheikh, and told him, I got the state of ihsan in salat. Can you imagine if a person says, I can actually feel I'm seeing Allah, otherwise Allah is seeing me, I got the state in salat, expecting Maulana Thanwi to say, you have done a very good job. He said, that is not enough. That is not enough. What do you mean you got in salat? Have ihsan in every walk of your life. If you are with your wife, see Allah, I'm seeing Allah. If not, Allah is seeing me. If you are with your business, carry on as if you are seeing Allah. If not, Allah is seeing you. In your relationship with people, I am seeing Allah. Otherwise, Allah is seeing me. He told him that since when is only ihsan in salat? Bring ihsan in every aspect of your life. My dear respected brothers, this aspect of excellence, today you and I, we try to achieve it in many things. Look, for example, when we were small, and it is such a beautiful, you know, beautiful thing, that when we were small, we used to have this in our school. I don't know if it's still there today. If it's not there, it's supposed to be there perfectly. Your hair must be cut properly. You mustn't come with disheveled hair. Properly thumb nails, perfectly tied shoelaces, perfectly ironed uniforms, perfectly stand straight in your assembly. See that your bags are packed properly. We all know that when we were small, these were the type of things that we used to do in our school. If this is the code of conduct for worldly lives, then why can't we achieve the very same thing in our deen? We want to do everything properly with regard to our children going to school. We will buy the best bag. We will see that they school books are covered well. The books must be packed well. But when we perform our two rakat salat, go and look at how our two rakat salat is. Look at our aspect with regard to fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worrying about the akhirah. So we want to achieve excellence in many things with regard to our world, which is also part of deen. But what about the aspect with regard to the aspect of excellence and perfection in our deen life? It is made mention that one day someone asked Muhammad ibn Wasih, one of our great scholars and our great saintly people in the ask, and asked, how are you? How are you feeling? Today we will say, Alhamdulillah, Mamlo bo top che. And everything is going well. My health is everything going very well. What did he reply? What can be the condition of a man who is drawing closer to Almighty Allah every day? What did he reply? What can you tell about a person who is coming closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day? Can we give that reply? We want excellence. If our business is not doing the same as it was doing last year, we will consider whether it is worthwhile for us to keep it or not. But we are reading salat for so many years. Our akhlaq is still the very same. We have not been able to build tolerance. We have not been able to build showing people the good akhlaq. We are not worried with regard to it. We are worried about worldly perfection. We are not worried about our perfection in terms of our deen. We are coming closer towards Almighty Allah every day. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ عَنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. You are coming closer to your hisab, but yet you are neglectful. So this, now how do we build this excellence in terms of our deen? First thing, let me make mention with regard to it. Hum dunyavi taur par har shay mein kamal aur khoobsurati chahte hain. Hamare baal, nakhun, kapre, sab kuch tip top hona chahiye. Ghar ka sajawat, gariya, school mein har cheez mein tartib, لیکن دین کے خاطر ہم کمال حاصل کرنے کی کوشش کیوں نہیں کرتے؟ Why don't we try to achieve that perfection? One of the aspects that while when we doing farais, that's our duty. If you are going to perform your 5 times daily salat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that everyone performs 5 times daily salat, inshallah kohbai. If we can't read our 5 times daily, then what are we calling ourselves Muslims? But if you cannot stay only with regard to and say, I am only doing my farais and nothing else. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, whoever performs 12 rakats of sunnah, Allah will build a house for him in Jannah. Jo koi 12 rakats sunnat par hai. Which sunnat? The 12 sunnat muakkada. 4 before Zuhar, 2 after Zuhar, 10 after Maghrib, before Fajr, after Isha. Whoever makes the 12 rakats of sunnat muakkada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build a house for him in Jannah. Kabhi do we try to achieve that? Aap log bhi karte na? Namaz ke baad dekhenge. We see this. I mean, if you read 12 rakats of sunnah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah will build a house for you in Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Umar says, my Khalil, my Habib, he advised me 3 things. What was those 3 things? Perform and make 3 fasts every month. Ayah may be 13, 14, 15 of every month. To offer char salat and to offer witr before you sleep. Subhanallah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day saw Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Oh Bilal, what action do you do? I went in Jannah. I saw your footsteps. I saw your footsteps. I heard your footsteps. What amal do you do that you are walking on this earth and your footsteps have been heard in Jannah? Bilal radiallahu ta'ala thought. After a while he said, Ya Rasulullah, I can't think of anything other than whenever I make wuzu, I read 2 rakats of nafil salat. What you and I will call tahiyyatul wudu. Do we ever understand that perfection, excellence of trying to achieve that? Nahi, bhai faraz namaz par liya, kafi hamare liye. So part of excellence, try to achieve excellence in that. Then another aspect is trying to achieve perfection, compete with one another in doing good deeds. Bhai hum agar koi, if we make competition with anyone, bhai unke paas ek gari hai, hamare paas bhi aise hi hona chahiye. If he spends so much 1,000 in the flowers for the decor in his hall, I must spend better. But this is not. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Allah says, compete with one another in good deeds. فَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Compete with one another in khayrat, not in expenses. فَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Compete with one another in this. This is what we are supposed. نیکی میں دوسروں سے سبقت حاصل کرو. Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, I always used to try and compete with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala in doing good. But every time Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to outdo me. And he always used to be. One day after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, there was an elderly woman who was blind on the outskirts of Madinah Munawwara. I used to go and try and help her. I used to go and try and clean her house, put water. That time we didn't get water in the taps, so you had to get water from outside and put it into the house. So I used to try and go and help her. But every time, whenever I went there, before I went, her house was clean. The water was put on its place, and whatever she needed was put on its place. One day I said, I'm going to go very early to see who is doing this before me. I went there. I waited at a place to see who it is. Who do I see? The Khalifa of the Muslims, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, coming to help her. And then I realized I would never be able to outdo Abu Bakr. They were competing with one another in what? In helping a poor old lady who was blind. So brothers, this is the thing that we are supposed to be doing, is compete with one another in doing good deeds. And even if you don't compete, do something good for your own selves. Achieve excellence, not for others, for your own self. If sometimes you can't compete, first of all, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us to compete with one another. But even then, by we do excellence for our own selves. Do rakat ne sahi tarah se agar namaz par liya, ya if you have done something good to someone, don't only do it for competition, which the Quran tells us, compete with one another in good deeds. What about your own self? What about the pride and joy of doing something good and excellence for your own self? Don't you have pride and don't you have honor of your own self to be able to do something excellently? Then another aspect is Islam encourages Muslims to leave behind a legacy. A legacy not in terms of wealth, but a legacy in terms of good deeds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الرَّجُلُ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ. When a person dies, all whatever he does is also finished. No more you can do good deeds. But three things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mention. Sadaqaya jariyah and ilmun yuntafa'u bih. Knowledge which you leave behind that people benefit from. Or pious children that you leave behind. So look at this. Sadaqaya jariyah. Knowledge that people will benefit from. And pious children. So Islam teaches you to leave behind a legacy. And both these things are in the spirit of ihsan and excellence. You leave behind a legacy. What legacy are we going to leave behind? What legacy are we going to leave behind, my dear Ismail? If the next generation come and say, what does this generation do other than fighting with one another? What legacy have we done? Leave behind a good legacy. And this is also in the spirit of ihsan and goodness and excellence. Another aspect with regard to excellence is Islam teaches us to do pioneering works. Do something that no one else has done. And you keep a legacy of good by you pioneering that good deed. Someone does something and now all of a sudden you start off something. Now because of you, everyone, find ways of doing something good. I made mention of it previously. Last year when we went for Hajj, we went to one group. So one group said, the leader said that one person donated umbrellas for all the group. And when he donated it, he said, don't tell anyone, I'm doing it with the intention. The way I'm giving them umbrellas to shade them from the sun in Arafah, Allah must shade me on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Pioneering work. Go and look for something that you can do that is pioneering. Addalu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi. One who leads others to do good, he will get the reward without his reward being diminished. Jo koi Islam mein koi acha amal chhod jaye aur log us par amal kare to uska thawab milta rahega unke thawab mein kisi tarah ki kami ke baghair. To do good. Then another thing, teach your children in terms of excellence. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention that وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. When your children came out of the wombs of the mother, they knew nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah Ta'ala gave them faculties of hearing. Allah gave them faculties of seeing. Allah gave them faculties of understanding. Right? So Allah has given them that talent. Now don't stun their talent. Bring that particular children to be able also to achieve excellence. Muhammad al-Fatih was 11 years of age. 9, 10, 11 years of age. One day he heard the Khatib making mention in the Jummah khutbah. Don't sleep in the Jummah khutbah. Sometimes the Khatib says something, inshallah it will help benefit. So what did he say? He said that he heard this hadith that you would conquer Constantinople, which is present day Istanbul. And then in that particular way, فَلَنِعْمَ الْجَيْشِ ذَلِكَ الْجَيْشِ وَلَنِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ أَمِيرُهَا. Very great is that army, and very great is that Amir who will conquer Constantinople, which that time was the capital of the Roman Empire, of the Byzantine Empire. Muhammad al-Fatih was 11 years, he said, inshallah, I will do it. 21 years he conquered Constantinople. Strive, brother, strive to achieve excellence. And this is what we are supposed to be trying all the time, that we must not be in any way just stunted in our development in terms of striving to do something good for humanity, striving to do good in our akhlaq, in our ibadat, in our deen. This is something that we need to be able to strive towards excellence. Stand out to be different. We are not average. Allah didn't make us average. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. I have created you in the best of molds. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. I have made you أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. We are not average. We are excellent. Our efforts are average. Our efforts are average. We are not average. Now do effort which is in accordance with your standing, which is in accordance that لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. You know, a man, there's a saying which is attributed to Muhammad Ali, the great Muslim fighter. He said, when a man says, I cannot, he has made a suggestion to himself. He has weakened his power of accomplishment, that which otherwise he would have been able to accomplish if he had the striving for excellence. And that is, my dear respected brothers, the message of today's khutbah. Inna Allah kataba al-ihsan. Allah has obligated, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has loved that when you do something, you do it with excellence. Allah loves to see a servant who does a job with meticulousness and with excellence. Inshallah, we should all try that whatever we do it with meticulousness, we do it with excellence, because that is the teachings of the Quran, and that is the teachings of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.